The offensive rating record. I mean, the Kings broke that last year. I don't even think this is a bold prediction. The Kings broke the offensive rating record last year. Welcome to the Joe Jordan Show on Refuse to Lose Sports Network. I'm excited about today's episode I'm going to talk to you about today. Today, we're going to talk about Chet Holmgren and Victor Wembanyama. Preseason game yesterday, and we got to get some bold predictions for this year's Sacramento Kings. All right, so first let's start with that preseason game from yesterday. Now, both of them highly anticipated, especially Victor being one of the highest anticipated prospects since LeBron. A lot of people say even more than LeBron because of social media we have nowadays, all the views and stuff. It's easy to capture stuff now. And then you have Chet Holmgren, who missed all last year, but who's also 7 foot, who also can handle the ball and shoot the three. So he has high expectation this year also, especially that OKC team with SGA, you know, and et cetera. But watching that game, they both look good. Both of them look good. Let's just give you the stat line real quick. Wemby, he played 19 minutes, scored 20 points, 8 from 13 from the field, 2 from 5 from 3, 5 rebounds, 0 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 4 turnovers. And Chet, he played 16 minutes, 21 points, 7 to 10 from the field, 2 for 2 from 3, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 0 turnovers. And I believe he shot 7 free throws too, if I'm not mistaken, 5 or something from the free throw line. But they both look good. What I like about both of them is the fact that they both were aggressive. They both didn't shy away from the ball. They both shot the three pretty good, all right? They both hit 2 threes. They both pulled the trigger. They both were active on defense when it comes to shot blocking. They both only had one block, but they were contesting shots. Now, what I can say about both of them, really, if you are a defense, and for this, now they will develop as their careers go. But right now, they're both small, and they're not like if you're physical with them, you can knock them off balance. You can force some turnovers. Like Wemby turn he had 4 turnovers. A lot of it had to do with just the physicality of the game, you know. So I believe most teams that play these guys, they're going to be physical with them and try to beat them up. All right. But they are aggressive at the end of the day. They just not strong enough, but they're not going to shy away from the bump. You know, it was one play when Wemby was Chet was guarding Wemby, and he just went to the rack, went to the cup with him, bodied him, laid the ball up, and started flexing. And Chet like kind of flopped. Well, he probably didn't flop, but he knocked his head back and fell down, and Victor came out flexing. All right, so but you know. I like the fact that both of them are great. Not say great. Both of them were good yesterday at drawing fouls. They got to the line easily. Both of them run the floor. That's huge. You know, especially Wemby. Wemby, I mean, it seemed like he's cherry picking. I mean, every time I let go, he's on the other side of the court. But Chet Holmgren was way more aggressive on the defensive glass than Wemby was. Right? Now, Wemby, there were times when on ball, he wasn't really good, but he could recover because of his height. It was one time, I forgot who the player was. He kind of like got right past Wemby, and Wemby recovered and blocked the shot. So they both look good. They both look good. They just need to get bigger, get more comfortable with the speed of the game and the physicality of the game. But both of them are going to be good NBA prospects. And Victor, you can see it. You can just see it, man. I mean, he was doing everything. He was passing. He was doing great passes. He was ball handling. He was shooting a three. He was going to the rack. I mean, he did everything. The dude is special. I think that he's going to live up. I won't say live up to the hype because his hype is the GOAT, right? So. But he will be one of the greatest players of all time, I believe, as long as he stays healthy. All right? So that's all I have for you for that game. And the next thing we want to talk about, Sacramento Kings, y'all. I mean, the Kings, I just want to give y'all some bold predictions. Now, I'm not saying, like, all this will happen, but there's a chance. All right? And if it does, you heard it here first. So here are my bold predictions for the Sacramento Kings this year. Number one, the best record in the West or NBA. It don't matter. Number one seed in the West. I can hardly see that because you got a team who was brand new last year, a lot of new pieces, new head coach, new philosophy, and they finished third seed. Then you bring back majority of the same team and you add other pieces that fit that were better than the role players you had last year. Terrence Davis did a great job. I love Terrence Davis, man. He came in on fire, you know, but we replaced him with Chris Duarte, right? And he also shoot the three. He also shoot the three well, and he's a good defender, much better than Terrence Davis. But Terrence Davis is my dog. I like Terrence Davis, right? You added Sasha. You know, Sasha from the EuroLeague's MVP. He's a ultimate great shooter. He's a great shooter. I mean, he reminds me of Peja Stojakovic for real. Off the ball, he could score. He could score 30 off the ball, really, right? Kind of like how Klay Thompson did against us, 37 in one quarter, right? 60 with no dribbles. So now, and you add JaVale McGee, rim protection presence, right? Now, that's one thing the Kings needed was rim protection, and JaVale McGee brings that to the table, all right? So that's another piece that added. So you got to look. So the team gotten better. The team has gotten better. And then you got guys like Keegan Murray, who's going to get better this year, when we saw in the summer league. De'Aaron Fox hasn't reached his prime yet. He's going to get better this year. Malik Monk hasn't reached his prime yet. He's going to get better this year. Now, Sabonis, on the other hand, I can't fully say that he will be better. We might get the same Sabonis we saw last year. All right? So, best record in the West. That's a bold prediction. Number two, the score record. The score record, team score record. The team scoring record was 126.5 points by Denver Nuggets back in the 80s. Last year, the Kings averaged over 120 points a game. So, and that's with a new team. And you added better offensive pieces? I'm telling you, man, like, the Kings have a big chance of breaking that scoring record of 126.5 points a game. The offensive rating record. I mean, the Kings broke that last year. I don't even think this is a bold prediction. The Kings broke the offensive rating record last year. So, I believe they got better offensively with the playoff experience where people with the Warriors kind of like with the dribble handoff we had, the Warriors kind of neutralized that. And Mike Brown added plays to the system to not be neutralized by that no more. He said that the offense is going to be better this year. So, the offensive rating record also might be shattered. So, that's another bold prediction I have for the Kings this year. Sixth man of the year, Malik Monk, and my man Sasha. All right? I can see he wanted to be Malik Monk almost won last year. And he wasn't really discovered by us until, like, well, I want to say discovered. He wasn't really getting the attention until, like, mid-season, for real. You know? So, but I can see Sasha or Malik Monk winning sixth man of the year this year. Now, this right here ain't too crazy, y'all. Don't beat me up for this. But De'Aaron Fox MVP, that's a high possibility if the Kings finish with the best record in the NBA. I remember Steph Curry. Steph Curry in the Warriors lost to the Clippers in the first round, kind of similar to how we lost to the Warriors last year. And they lost in the seventh game in L.A. But we lost to Sacramento. And then they came back the next year. Steph Curry won MVP because they were number one seed. We only averaged, like, what, 23 points a game? So De'Aaron Fox is not going to average 23 points a game. One thing I think De'Aaron Fox is going to change this year, last year, he was chilling the whole game. Chilling. Just straight chilling. And then the fourth quarter comes, he turns up. But in the playoffs, he was not chilling. He started, he turned up from the beginning of the game. That's why the first playoff game he played, he dropped 37. So I think this year he will be a lot more aggressive early on in the game. A lot more aggressive. So look out for Fox being the MVP and Fox being that conversation, being the second best point guard in the NBA. Right? So being in that conversation. So, and my last bold prediction is this. The Sacramento Kings making it to the Western Conference Finals. Now, some people might say, Joe, all that, and that's all you say, Western Conference Finals. Man, I look at the ESPN poll. They got the Kings finishing seventh. Seventh with 43 wins, I think. 43 or 44 wins. So, and a lot of people don't think we're going to repeat what we did last year. A lot of people think last year was a Cinderella story. You know, like the Kings are not serious like that. They caught a lot of people off guard. They didn't get hit with the injury bug, even though people played through injuries. Sabonis had a broken hand the whole daggone year, but played through it instead of getting a surgery. So, I guess we don't get credit for that. But a lot of people don't expect the Kings to do nothing this year. The West is too tough. It's too stacked. You got the Clippers if they're healthy. You got the Suns if they stay healthy. The Lakers if they stay healthy. You got Memphis with Ja, and they got Marcus Smart and D. Rose. The Pelicans if they stay healthy. The West is too stacked. I get it, man. I get it. But Every year we come into the season and we are excited about these teams, and majority of the teams don't fall. They fall off. I look at the last three champions, the Denver Nuggets, the Golden State Warriors, and the Milwaukee Bucks. All three of them have one thing in common. They got chemistry. They got chemistry. And that's one thing the Kings got. They got chemistry. All right? So I'm excited about this NBA season, not just the Sacramento Kings, but just period. All right? I'm excited to talk about all sports, especially NFL and NBA season. Those are my two favorite sports, but, you know, I won't speak on all sports on this show. But, hey, thank y'all for staying to the end. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all next episode. Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.